Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
So someone tried to extort a friend of mine, and it actually almost got him fired.
Oh my God.
From his job. It was, we didn't think that it was going to go this far, but whoever is putting work into trying to make his life miserable has been doing a good job. So I came in here a while ago. I don't know if you guys remember, but I said that he received a text message, and the text said, send me, it was either $3,000 or $5,000, something like that. Or I'm going to hack into your phone and I'm going to make your life a living hell, I believe is what the text said.
Oh, my God.
So he tells me about it. And I'm like, it just seems like somebody's messing with you, or it just seems like a random threat from, like, you know, one of those click here to say. And I'm like, I personally wouldn't have paid any attention to it.
It smells like a scam.
Right. So he didn't.
Did he? So he got this via text, via email?
Text. It was a text message. And so after that, like, I think 2 or 3 days later, sure enough, the person somehow sends a emergency message to a ton of people in his contacts. So people are like writing him back this day. And it was to the point where his daughter got so worried that she ended up coming to his home at like 3 in the morning, thinking that something had happened to him because of whatever the emergency text that she received said about her dad.
I would feel so violated if somebody was able to hack into my phone.
Oh my God, the weird thing. Like, not even, it's not that I have anything shady or sketchy on my phone, but just like the weird notes I have in there, like the screenshots I have. Ugh, and just knowing they could do whatever they want with that information.
It's like a personal journal almost. Even if you don't journal, like, it's the parts of yourself that are just for you that you're not putting out there on display. So it is like, it's like someone coming into your home.
So yeah, he felt violated and he wasn't exactly sure how far this can go. But obviously it was now a little more serious of a threat because they actually did get into his phone. So after that, you know, he ends up having to reach out to everybody in his contacts and say, I apologize for this, but it wasn't me. I was hacked. So at that point, I'm like, maybe you should look into getting a new phone and I would just redo everything. Like, I wouldn't care. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to keep his number. He wanted to keep his phone. And he just was like, we'll just wait around to see if anything else happens. So cool. Couple weeks go by. We don't hear anything. Everything seems normal. One day, random day, I text him something. And it went green, and we both have iPhones. So I thought that was weird because that never really happens with him. But I didn't think much of it. I just thought maybe he's somewhere out of service, his phone is off, whatever. And then a few hours went by, and he never responded to me. And the message was important, so I knew that was unlike him. And it was to the point where I ended up calling him. And when I called him, it went straight to voicemail. And now I'm like, okay, this is odd. Like, because it's not like him at all to not, you know, to be in a place where you can't contact him. So then I think I might have waited a few hours and he calls me back. But when he calls me back, he didn't bring up anything that had happened. He didn't say, yo, that text message, or I realize I missed your call. It was just like, what's up, bro? How you doing? So I'm like, did you get my text message or my phone call? So he's like, what are you talking about? So I'm like, I text you, man. And it went green and maybe your phone was off. He's like, my phone has not been off. I haven't done anything. Like, what are you talking about?
So is the scammer like intercepting his messages?
So that's what we weren't sure at the time. And then it ended up being a good thing that I told him that, because a couple days later he goes to work and there's like an emergency meeting that they called that was involving him. So he's like, what is this about now? Because he don't even normally have to go into the office, and they were telling him, you got to come in. We got to talk. So he's like, cool. So he goes in. And he can already tell that it's tension and like the focus is on him. He has no idea why. And turns out there were two of his coworkers who complained. One said that she believed that he blocked her. And she, instead of her going to him and saying, hey, are you just not responding to my text or what's going on? For whatever reason, she just assumed that he blocked her because everything that she was sending was bouncing back. And so she went to the boss and said, I think that he's blocking me, and now we can't continue the work. And then another coworker didn't say that she blocked him, but she said, you know, I've been asking him for things all week, and he just decided not to respond to me. So So now this gets back to the supervisor, and the supervisor calls him in there to fire him. Like, because what excuse are you going to have for the fact that you have just decided not to respond about these important things at work for the entire week?
Yeah, but is your boss going to believe that excuse that your phone's been hacked? Because that's a wild excuse.
It is.
It feels a little extreme to fire someone over this, no?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. What he does for a living, they got deadlines. And if them deadlines are not met, then the things don't get out at the time they are supposed to, their company loses a lot of money. So for them to believe that he just decided, because I guess sometimes in his job, people do get overwhelmed to the point where they will respond to something in the time they want to, but it can end up backfiring. And they thought that's what he was doing. So if he would have went in there and had no idea about his phone, he probably wouldn't have known what to say. And it would have just been, I didn't get it, which I don't know if that would have been good enough. But because he knew what was happening, because I had just told him that I couldn't get in contact with him, he was able to say in the meeting, like, okay, like, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
But I promise y'all, this is what's going on. My family has been telling me this. My friends have been telling me this. Someone hacked into my phone. I have not gotten any of these messages that y'all are talking about or emails. And he had to pull his phone out and actually show, like, and everybody's text threads, because I guess they text more than they email at this job because it's quicker.
Mm-hmm.
He had to physically show them, like, look at my threads. Like, I don't, all of the messages they were sending him, he's not getting. So at this point, we don't know if the messages were bouncing somewhere else or if the hacker was just able to just make sure that he wasn't getting messages, period. But at that point, he started, like, now reaching out to his daughter and to his family and to it just to see, who else thinks that I've just been blatantly ignoring them? And he said it started to make sense because a lot of people that he speaks to on a daily basis, he hadn't heard from all week, but he wasn't really putting it together.
That's so creepy.
That's right? So wild. So
hopefully, I think best case scenario is the messages just aren't going through. Worst case scenario, they're getting intercepted and they're going somewhere and somebody's getting all your messages and you are not.
So he has to get a new phone and new everything at this point because he doesn't know. He doesn't know which one it is. But for about 2 weeks, he wasn't getting anyone's messages and had no idea.
And he hasn't heard from the hijackers, kidnappers, whatever you want to call it.
They haven't said a word since they put that threat out and he decided not to take it seriously. They've just been all action. Haven't reached out to say.
What's the point? Like, what's the end game?
I have no idea. I don't know. Like, this came from out of nowhere. He's not even the kind of person that would have enemies. Like, that's what else makes it weird. It's like, where is this coming from and who would do this? But we don't know.
I'd be like, they hack into my phone. Enjoy all the pictures of my dogs and my kids.
Hey, The Bird Show. Moro Casino.
America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.